There's a scene in the baseball movie Major League in which veteran pitcher Eddie Harris is explaining to his young teammate Rick Wild Thing Vaughn why he's got various forms of grease under his jersey.
Any one of them will give you another 2 to 3 inches drop on your curveball. Of course, if the umps are watching me close, I just rub a little jalapeno inside my nose, get it running, and if I need to load the ball up a little, just wipe my nose.
You put snot on the ball?
I haven't got an arm like yours. I got to put anything on it I can find.
Well, in the midst of record strikeouts and overall poor hitting this season, Major League Baseball says it's going to get tough on pitchers who use illegal foreign substances to doctor the baseball. It's already against the rules, but it hasn't exactly been heavily enforced. Starting next week, umpires will conduct regular checks of all pitchers through every game. If you get caught, you'll be ejected and suspended, but with pay, for 10 games. The penalty goes up for repeat offenders. Tom Hodricourt is the Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us from Denver earlier today. Well, I did a little poking around, Tom. This sort of doctoring of the baseball has only been illegal in Major League Baseball since 1920. The rules went on the books. So why, literally 100 years later, why is this a problem now?
Well, the short answer is because the hitters aren't hitting anymore and they're trying to help them out. You know, so many things have happened in the last few years that have been, you know, more in favor of the pitching, a higher velocity, sometimes a bigger strike zone, and then the foreign substance stuff. You know, it's kind of been a wink, wink, nod thing where, you know, we're not going to complain about your pitchers using sticky stuff if you don't complain about ours. But, you know, that rosin bag's always been on the back of the mound, but then guys started mixing it a little bit with some sunscreen. And now, apparently, they've gone to things, a product called Spider Tack, which the strongman competition contestants use to lift big stones and things like that, not a little baseball. And so, you know, before we get on to super glue and Gorilla Glue, they're just trying to stop that now. And so, but it's, pun intended, a sticky situation because the hitters want the pitchers to be able to grip the ball to a certain extent so that they don't, you know, get beamed in the coconut by pitches, although HBPs are kind of high this year as it is. So, you know, they would like some type of middle ground where you can they can find something that works without giving the pitchers a huge advantage. It's all about spin rate. You know, there's many new analytic ways of gauging how baseball's going now, and spin rate is one of the new vogue things. And the more you spin a ball, the more it's going to move. Yeah, it actually on a fastball can make it look like what they in the old days they would call a rise ball, you know, a ball that rises. And a ball that's moving is harder to hit. And I don't mean moving forward, I mean moving right in other directions.
Yeah, you're not a physicist, and neither am I, Tom, but the gist is the gunk on the ball affects that spin rate you were just talking about and makes those pitches break a little peppier. Is that basically what's going on here? That makes it harder for the hitter?
Yeah, break and move and stuff like that. So, you know, when you have velocity in the 90 and above range, and boy, have we gotten into an age where it seems like everybody's throwing at least 95. When you have high velocity, it's hard enough to hit the baseball. But when you also put in crazy movement, even harder. And so they're just trying to level the playing field a little bit. The tough thing about this is they're doing it in season. And that's because they wanted a couple of months to quote unquote gather evidence. And so apparently they gathered enough evidence to make them think it's out of hand. But, it, you know, usually rule changes or rule enforcements take place at the start of a season and give all the players time to figure this stuff out. So let's just see how this goes. Already one pitcher, a really good pitcher, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays, who's now out with an elbow injury, said he stopped using sticky stuff and he had to grip the ball harder than ever to get it to go where he wanted. And he thinks he hurt his elbow because of it. So if guys are going to start getting hurt, boy, is that going to be tough to deal with.
Talking to Tom Hodricourt, Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at new enforcement from Major League Baseball on what they used to call spitballs, but baseballs doctored by pitchers or their accomplices with foreign substances. Tom, you said the E word there a few moments ago, enforcement. How How are they going to enforce this?
Well, you know, according to the memo, the crew chiefs of the umpiring crews will be checking pitchers as they come into games, before games, between innings, you know, supposedly not during play, which would just create delays. You know, games are already long enough. But let's see what happens, you know, how much are they going to undress them? You know, is it going to be just looking under the cap, looking in the glove? You know, where are they going to look for it? And how are they going to look for it? And, you know, supposedly it's if you're caught using a foreign substance, it's going to be automatic ejection and then a 10-game suspension. So that, and you can't replace those players on the roster either if they're suspended for breaking that rule. So this has an effect on teams as well. So it's going to be very interesting just to see what happens. You know, pitchers, they fired this warning shot across the bow a couple of weeks ago. So I think they're hoping they'll stop on their own and that none of these inspections are going to find anything. It's, you know, it's not like they haven't been forewarned.
Have we seen before and after? Is there enough data to say, hey, yeah, we're seeing fewer strikeouts, more hits?
Well, let's find out. You know, the Brewers offense has been struggling. So if pitchers they've been facing lately have stopped using, it hasn't helped them. You know, I was looking today, the average team batting average now, the mean, the one right in the middle of the 30 teams is .238. You know, you used to couldn't play in the big leagues if you only batted .238. And so there's no question we're in a period of diminished offense. You know, remember in the late 90s and early 2000s when the steroids were being used, we had this ridiculous increased offense. And then they, you know, banned those and started suspending players for using. And then it's sort of the pendulum swung back towards the pitchers. And I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good pitcher's duel, but the less action you have in baseball, the less fun it is to watch. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah. And I mean, the trend, it seems like over time, even before this latest enforcement, was more strikeouts and more home runs, which for my money have been the two most boring plays in baseball. I want the ball in play. Yeah. I want people running around bases like they need to.
We don't have rallies anymore. We don't have many stolen bases. We don't have hit and runs. We don't, the line doesn't keep moving, you know, and so it gets boring. You know, you have the one swing for a couple of runs, maybe a home run, and then nothing. And strikeouts, you know, it used to be a bad thing to strike out. I was talking to Ted Simmons the other day. You know, he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And he played for the Brewers during their glory years in the early 80s. And he never struck out more than 50 times in a season. And now guys strike out 50 times in a couple of months. You know, and so it's just like part of the game. Now we're in this swing and miss, you know, home run or strikeout or what we call the two true outcomes, either strikeout or home runs. And I don't think that's very entertaining. That's okay in home run derby, but home run derby's the day before the All-Star game, not every single day of the season.
Before we let you go, Tom, let's check in on the Brewers' strong start. A little bit of up and down. Second place now in the division, I think, and not too far behind. Your assessment of where they are now?
Yeah, they've been carried by their pitching. You know, their hitting has been very problematic. They have a four-game losing streak going into their Friday night game here in Denver. And it's almost all related to not scoring. You know, they've only scored they scored four runs in three games, getting swept at home by the Reds. And then Thursday night, they had three runs, all with one swing, a three-run double by Luis Urias. So they got to get going offensively. They've wasted a lot of good pitching, and they certainly wouldn't be a game behind the Cubs without their pitching. And so if the pitching's going to level off now with a sticky gate, you know, as we are calling it, then the offense has to pick up. And so we'll see if they can do it. They've had a lot of injuries too. So we need to put that qualifier in there, a lot of injuries. And that certainly has hampered them. So they're looking to get some guys back. Colton Wong, their second baseman, they're hoping to get back today. You know, Yelich missed a month. Kane's been out. Travis Shaw dislocated his shoulder. He's out for a long time. So injuries have been a factor, but that's part of the season and you got to play through them.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tom Hodricord is the Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him today about Major League Baseball's crackdown on pitchers loading up the balls with foreign substances and got a quick update there on the Brewers' season so far.